Attention often gets focused on living wills when family disputes over end-of-life decisions go public. Abiding by a person's wishes isn't the only reason living will advocates would like to see more widespread use of the documents. Representative Amy Buhrink says there's a huge cost to taxpayers for not having them. In 2007, there were 186 Medicaid patients in Wisconsin who were in a persistent vegetative state. That's how they remained, because there was no living will or health care power of attorney to say otherwise.
Well, this is not an argument that life has a price. It is significant, perhaps, if some of these patients had let their wishes be known, that they would not have wished to be sustained in this way. Overall, this should be the choice of a person made with their family and loved ones so that they may receive the care that they deserve and desire.
Buhrink is sponsoring a bill to have living will information on a driver's license. The Department of Transportation says there may not be room for a contact name and sticker similar to one for organ donation. And the DOT's Rick Lice says if passed, it could mean longer waits in line at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Since the bill contains no provisions for informing the public of these changes, it's likely that transaction times will increase as DMV staff will need to explain this new option to customers.
Six states currently have driver's license notification of living wills. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.